Hello, everybody, and welcome to the one and the only, the Brad Gilmore Show. On Dumeonda. It's been a little while, if you will, since I jumped up on the podcast airwaves for the Brad Gilmore Show, but it wasn't without good reason. I've been busy, all right, guys? And that's why I always feel like when I come on here, I forget to really update you on all the things that have been going on. But I guess I'll start with saying a lot has happened. I'm going to start with a couple weeks ago. I was in New York City, New York for the Movie Trivia Schmodown live in New York City, New York. Hosted the pre-show with my man Frank Janish. If you haven't checked out the Movie Trivia Schmodown, you listen to me. Go do it. Because it is such a fun game, and especially if you like wrestling, if you like movies, it's the perfect marriage of the two, meets a little UFC with legitimate competition. So go check out the Movie Trivia Schmodown at youtube.com/theschmodown, and I host a show over there called the Schmodown Rundown, where we talk about all the things that happen in the game. It's not really even a game. The Schmodown is a sport. It really is, and the competitors take it seriously. So I was there in New York, rocked it out. Went up there with my girlfriend, Farrah, where we celebrated 5 years together. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put her on the spot. You know, I'm going to text her right now, see if she's available. Because I wanted to talk to her about a couple things. Are you free? I want you on the podcast real quick. But we went up to New York City, New York. We went to the Tonight Show, which was awesome. And as I'm saying that, I'm looking at a signed picture from Johnny Carson with a Tonight Show ticket and one from Jay Leno with a Tonight Show ticket in there. First time, though, I ever got to attend a taping of the Tonight Show, which, in my opinion, is the greatest franchise in television history. I mean, there's Jeopardy, there's Wheel of Fortune, there's some of the game shows, there's obviously 60 Minutes, stuff like that. But as far as an entertainment show that's lasted for, what, six decades now or more? Six or more decades? I don't think that there's anything like it. And the caliber of talent who's hosted that show is off the charts. You know, when you go from Jack Parr, Steve Allen, Johnny Carson, Jay Leno, Conan O'Brien, Jay Leno, and now Jimmy Fallon, who to me is the closest thing to Johnny Carson that we've had. I was excited to attend the taping, and it was the 1,000th episode of The Tonight Show. So I want to walk people through it. If you've never been to a Tonight Show taping, this is how it goes. You get your little ticket confirmation. You go to 30 Rockefeller Plaza. Okay, we all know it happens in 30 Rock. So I got to 30 Rock, me and the girlfriend. I'm crazy because it says you got to be there by 3:15, right? That's when tickets start. It cuts off at 3:45, and they overbooked the show, so it's first come, first serve. So if you don't get there in time, you know, you could miss it, even if though you have a ticket, right? So I was a little nervous about this, so I'm annoying the girlfriend. We're eating Thai food. Shout out to Thai Select over there off West 40th in Manhattan. But we're eating our Thai food, and then I say, well, look, we got to go. We've got to get out of here. This is ridiculous. We have to get to the Tonight Show. If we miss the Tonight Show, I'm going to be miserable the entire rest of the trip, and you don't want to deal with me when I'm miserable. I'm not a happy human being if I miss the Tonight Show. If I don't eat and I miss the Tonight Show, I'm impossible to deal with. So we get to the 30 Rock. I'm walking around trying to figure it out, and then she goes, hey, I'm feeling a little tired because we had an early flight. I'm feeling a little tired. I want a coffee. And I'm looking at the clock. It's like 3:05. And they start taking tickets at 3:15. I'm like, all right, if there's a Starbucks in 30 Rock, which I think there is, we can go to the Starbucks. So we go to the Starbucks. We're waiting. A woman named Cheyenne helped us. I'll never forget Cheyenne's name. Cheyenne was very tall. She was a very tall woman. She was taller than I am, so she's about 6'2", 6'3". She took the order. And here's what I found interesting about Cheyenne taking the order. Cheyenne talked to us as, because we're from Texas, we are unfamiliar with, one, coffee, and two, the sizes that Starbucks has. She says, now, you know a tall, because Farrah's like, I'll have a tall caramel macchiato. Oh, no, vanilla latte, soy vanilla latte. And she goes, you know a tall is a small. And my girlfriend was like, yeah, I know. And she goes, and you know soy, it's not real milk. She was like, yeah, I'm aware. That's why I went for it, brother. So we get the coffee, but it takes them a minute to get the coffee made because there's a lot of coffee orders in 30 Rock, as you would assume there would be. So she gets the coffee made. I'm looking at the clock. It's like 3:09, and then we're bordering on 3:10, and then now I'm bordering on complete insanity. So I'm gonna call her real quick. But anyway, we get to the show. We get to the line. I'm freaking out. I'm asking the security guard, where do we go? They said that, you go that way. So I go that way, go through the NBC store. He goes, you know what? It's not here. Go two doors to the right. That's where you want to go. So I go two doors to the right. They said, no, not here. Go to immediately the next hallway, take a right, and you'll see it there. I take a hallway, and it just looks like an entrance with a security guard. So I go to the security guard, and I said, hey, I got these Tonight Show tickets. Where do I line up? She goes, oh, stand right over there. So I stand right over there with my girlfriend. No one else is around. She's got her vanilla latte. I don't know what's happening because I don't see anybody else. And now it's 3:14. And then 3:15 on the dot, I'm looking up at the grand staircase. Little security guards coming down. About 6 or 8 people have gotten behind me now. I found myself at the front of the line. The security guard says, hey, let's come right on up. Oh, miss, by the way, you can't bring that coffee in. You need to throw it away. She was about 2 sips in. Hey, such is life. That's the cost of doing business. So we go up to the grand staircase. There's a page who's talking to us, and she's like, oh, you know, where are you from? I'm from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Where am I? Boca Raton, Florida. I really messed that one up. She's going through the whole thing. And then we're standing in line. So you stand in line to walk up the stairs to stand in another line. And then you have your little ticket confirmation. Then from that line, you go to another check-in counter. At that check-in counter, they scan it. They give you a ticket. The ticket has 2 letters written on the back of it in Sharpie. They then tell you, take a right over here. You're going to go through security. So you go through security, take the belt off, shoes off. It's like the airport. I didn't have my clear pre-check for the 30 Rockefeller Plaza, so I had to take my shoes and belt off. Take everything out of your pocket. So do that. Then you go into another waiting room. I feel like I was at a doctor's office. You go into the other waiting room. It's a big room. It's got couches everywhere. There's a bathroom for men and women. Thank you. And then there are pictures, like video screens, LED screens, and it has rotating pictures of Jimmy Fallon and all the guests that he's had on the show. And I'm going to be honest with you. Where we sat, there was one that kept coming up. It was a picture of him and J-Lo. J-Lo was looking so good, man. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh, she was looking so good. J-Lo, by the way, to divert the path real quick, my girlfriend and I, while in New York, got into this conversation about if you were to have, like, an all-time attractive person Hall of Fame, like the Pretty People Hall of Fame, and each class only had 3 inductees every year, the question was, who would be your inaugural cast, you know? Who would be your inaugural class of 2019 for the Pretty People Hall of Fame? So she goes and she picks Beyonce, all right, no argument. Salma Hayek, definitely no argument. And I believe she chose Jason Momoa. Up for debate, but hey, what do I know? And here was the caveat. You had to have at least one of each gender. Right. So you had to at least have one man, one woman in your class. You could have 2 men and 1 woman or 2 women and 1 man. So anyway, that was her class. Mine, I feel, is undefeated. Want to know what my inaugural class of 2019 for the Pretty People Hall of Fame would be? All right. Here it goes. Only 3. Jennifer Lopez, Halle Berry, Brad Pitt. Come on, man. Let me say that again. J-Lo, Halle Berry, Brad Pitt. Come on. I won that one. I won that one right there. Can I get an applause? So I won that. That's the best Hall of Fame class you'll ever get. J-Lo, Halle Berry, Brad Pitt. Anybody out there, tweet me at Brad Gilmore if you have a better Pretty People Hall of Fame. Anyway. Where was I? Oh, looking at the picture of J-Lo in the lobby. Right. So, boy, was she looking good. And anyway, you stand in there for a little while, and then they tell you, hey, Start lining up. Look at the back of your ticket. You and your guest will have corresponding letters. They'll either be a single letter or there'll be a double letter. So all the A's, you know, line up here. And we had double R, you know, like Rolls Royce. So we had to wait on it. Who could picture a high school dropout rolling a double R? House full of happiness, weed and drink. Well, when trouble try to find me, can't. Never picture living longer than my 21st. Thought I'd be locked out, cracked out, or in the dirt. That's Tupac, Pac's life. Anyway, we had the double R. We finally get in the studio, sitting there. Jimmy Fallon is Jimmy Fallon Tonight Show studio is a little bit smaller than I expected. I will admit it. It was a little smaller than I expected, but you know, that's the magic of television, guys. It's the magic of TV. So we get in there, warm-up guy comes out, Roots come out. And by the way, the Roots, a lot of times I think that they're underrated and then overrated at times. I think, like, people say the Roots are the greatest band of all time. And it's like, well, you know, I think the Beatles might have something to say about it. You know, Red Hot Chili Peppers might have something to say about it. Rolling Stones might have something to say about it. You know, there's some other bands in contention for greatest of all time. But then when you say the Roots to somebody, people are like, oh, you mean like the house band for the Tonight Show? No. Black Thought used to be one of my favorite rappers of all time. And to see him there, and they sang Express Yourself, and then the audience warm-up guy, who was funny, but compared to me was a Jay Brown. He went up there and did Express Yourself, the Dr. Dre verse. I'm expressing with my full capability. Now I'm living in correctional facility. Need that one, right? You look like a tortoise, full of rigor mortis. Even if Yella makes it a cappella, you know. I don't smoke weed or cess because it's known to give a brother brain damage. And brain damage on the mic don't manage nothing, right? So he did that. He rocked it. I would have rocked it a little bit better. I would have had that crowd going. But you do that, and then finally Jimmy Fallon comes out. Jimmy Fallon comes out, and it was the 1,000th episode, does his monologue, has this audience warm-up segment, talk like Trump, and then Molly Shannon and the dude who plays Spock from the new... Was it Iaquinta, Zachary Iaquinta? Dude who plays Spock from the new Star Trek movies was there. They were the guests. Cool. And then the Crocodile Hunter's son was there. We got to see like little cheetah cats, cockroaches, and a camel. That was the thing. But the funny thing is, so Molly Shannon and Jimmy Fallon did a, let me see if I can find it. Tasty G. There we go. They did a game where they had to answer things really fast, right? So when doing that, Molly Shannon asked Jimmy Fallon, you know, what would be your rap name? And he said Tasty G, which was, I thought, very funny. And anyway, during one of the commercial breaks, he turned to the audience and he said, hey, I'm going to do a freestyle as Tasty G. Give me some topics. So someone yells out cheese. Inevitably, it's always cheese. It was cheese. And then someone said pickles. So they're going on the food thing. And me and my girlfriend were yelling, Texas! You know, because we got a rep for the Texas. You know, got a rep for the H, got a rep for H-Town in Texas. So we're yelling Texas, and Jimmy goes with Texas. He goes with Texas. And I'm about to play you the Jimmy Fallon freestyle. Oh, hold on there. The Jimmy Fallon freestyle rap from The Tonight Show. Here it goes. Let's grade it. Let's grade the bars.
All right, let's do a freestyle rap. It's Tasty G. All right, give me a word. Cheese. Cheese. Pickle. Cheese, pickles, what? I can't hear. Texas? All right, give me a beat.
Yo, Fallon.
So I got
Tasty G.
Cheese. Pickles,
whoop.
Texas. Cheese, pickles, Texas. I'm talking cheese, pickles.
Let's go.
My name is Tessie. What is my name again?
Tasty. Tasty G. Right,
Tasty cheese, bring it back.
Pickles, Texas. You know my name is Tasty G, and I'm eating the cheese.
Jeez.
I'm going to the table, and I always say please. I'm going, got tickets, going to see Don Rickles, but I stayed at home and ate a jar of pickles. I talked to all my girlfriends, I talked to all my exes. I got a big house and I live in Austin. and cheese, pickles, attack. Pop my car in cheese, pickles, attack. I pop my Range Rover, cheese, pickles, attack. I need the Land Rover.
Hey, get up for that, man. That's the host of the Tonight Show, Jimmy Fallon, brother.
That was pretty good. I'm not going to lie. I kind of like the cheese pickles Texas thing. And you know what? He couldn't have done it without me. That's all I'm saying. So that was my Tonight Show experience. But the next night, we went to a Broadway show. We went to see Aladdin. All right? We went to see Aladdin on Broadway. And I was excited because Aladdin is, without a doubt, one of my favorite movies of all time. The original Aladdin, the animated version of Aladdin, one of my favorite movies of all time. So when we got the opportunity to go see it on Broadway, I was hyped, man. And the thing is, I held the genie to high regard. I hold him to very high regard. And I didn't know what to expect. So the genie's name was like Major Atwell or something like that. So I didn't know what to expect from him. And I was very nervous because Robin Williams' performance as the genie from Aladdin is probably... I'm probably speaking in hyperbole a little bit, but one of the most iconic roles, you know, actor roles of all time. Sometimes an actor in a role, they just are perfect for each other. And as much as Miss Doubtfire and Good Morning Vietnam and all that stuff is, I don't think that there's ever been anything as perfect of a marriage as that. So that's why I think that I hold that in such high regard. And Robin's performance was phenomenal. So this guy's Major Atwell, he was a heavier set black dude. I think he's from Texas because he says Big Tex in his Twitter profile. This guy killed it. Now, it wasn't Robin level, obviously, because it was his own flavor, and he destroyed it. And I think that Aladdin was a great Broadway show. It's coming to Houston. So if you're in the Houston area, in June, I think it's coming to Houston. I want to go see it again. So hit me up. I don't know if my girlfriend wants to go again. She may or may not. But I think that we should all go as a family. We should watch it as a family. And I don't think that you would be let down. Now, here's the thing. The reason I bring up Aladdin on Broadway, because a lot of people are freaking out about the way Will Smith looked in the trailer for Aladdin. First off, let's talk about some of the casting. I think the guy who plays Aladdin, good one. A lot of people saying Marty McFly lookalike. Don't think so. Don't agree with it. I like the Aladdin. I like the teaser trailer when it dropped. Now, this new trailer that dropped during the Grammys, a lot of people talking. And I saw it. I like Aladdin. Naomi Scott as Jasmine. I got to say, I was a little bit like, I don't know about that one. But when you see her in the trailer, obviously she's gorgeous. And if you would have told me when I was a young man that Jasmine and Princess Jasmine and the Pink Ranger were played by the same actress, Brother, come on. It's a young man's fantasy right there. Even though Princess Jasmine was animated, don't act like y'all didn't try to get one off to Jessica Rabbit, all right? We all had our go-tos. And Princess Jasmine is high up there. So Naomi Scott thought was good casting. The guy who played Jafar looked a little young. I didn't love him, but here's the thing about the Will Smith genie. Now, did I love it? No, I didn't love it. I didn't love it at all. But did I have a visceral hatred for it like most of the internet did? Absolutely not. And I'll tell you why. Because one, we haven't seen the movie. So I don't know his full performance. We got 3 seconds of a clip. But I think the reason why so many people had a visceral reaction to it was because when you saw it, you saw Will Smith. That's what you saw. You saw Will Smith because it is Will Smith. Had it been any other actor, you would not have been tripping. Had it been an unknown, I say, or someone not to the level of Will Smith, just for argument's sake,
Zachary Iaquinta. I hope I'm saying his name right. Who was on the Tonight Show when I was there. If it was him, you wouldn't be tripping as much because he's not as immediately recognizable as Will Smith. Now, when you see Will Smith and you see him as a kind of jacked up blue guy with some CGI, you're like, oh my God, what is going on? This looks terrible. It's awful. I'm like, they're ruining Aladdin and the Genie. That's not it at all. It just so happened that Will Smith is so recognizable that it's a bit jarring for you. For me, I know this is a weird example. I don't remember the name. It was something like Remembering Alice or something like that. It was the Julianne Moore movie where she plays somebody with early onset Alzheimer's. I know this is a weird example, but follow me. Her husband in the movie is Alec Baldwin. Well, I listen to Alec Baldwin's podcast, and I would see him all the time on Howard or hear him all the time on Howard or you see him on SNL, and you're like, oh, that's Alec Baldwin. And sometimes when you get to be like that for somebody, with Will Smith, you see him as the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air all the time on television. He's in so many iconic movies, from Bad Boys to Men in Black to whatever else. And when you see him, you're like, oh, that's Will Smith. It's like if The Rock was the genie. If The Rock was the genie, you'd have been like, that's The Rock. That's not the genie. Robin Williams, though, yeah, was he at that level that Will Smith was at? Absolutely. But the thing about Robin was he was animated. It did not look anything like him, just had his voice. And I think when you see my point about the Julianne Moore movies, when I saw Alec Baldwin, I never thought of him as her husband. I thought of him as Alec Baldwin, regardless of how good he was in the role. And if you go back and watch the movie, he was good. No matter how good The Rock is in any role, he's The Rock. And Will Smith is the same. So do I think that Will Smith is going to do a bad job as the genie? No. Did I love how he looked? No. Did I hate any of it? No. Am I hopeful that he's going to do a phenomenal job? Yes. Why did I say phenomenal so weird? I don't know. But I'm confident that they're going to turn in a great product because Will Smith has had his moments of stinkers. But I think that he's going to do an adequate job or a great job as the genie. It's going to be so different from what we're used to with Robin. It's probably going to be a little bit more like the on-Broadway play. But he's going to do well. I need you, internet, to just chill out. Like, woo-sah, to quote Will Smith. Because he's going to rock it. I don't like how y'all hate everything as soon as it comes out. And there's a few of you I follow on Twitter. Y'all know who you are. As soon as stuff drops, you automatically hate it. You know? And you got to give this one a chance. Because I know Will Smith's going to crush it. So anyway. Moving on from that. It's actually late where I am. Tomorrow's Valentine's Day. I got some stuff I got to get in order. But check out Heated Conversations, me and Booker T, every Saturday night on Sports Radio 610. Also, on February 23rd, I'll be at the World Gym Arena for Ladies Night Out 5, including, I think, Scarlett Boudreaux, Taya Valkyrie, Kiera Hogan, Eva Leist. I mean, the who's who of women professional wrestling right now will be in the building, brother. And I'm excited. I'm excited about that show. And then on March the 3rd, I'm hosting the Raw Awards, which should be fun. And toward the end of March, I'll be in Los Angeles, California. I don't know. I guess tickets are on sale. Tickets are on sale. I'll be a part of the Schmodown live in Los Angeles for the free-for-all event. So that should be fun. So check me out at Brad Gilmore. If you're a fan of the Schmodown, check me out this Saturday with, or this Sunday with Frankie J29 and Chris Clark at 8788. And we'll be rocking it, guys. But until then, I'll see you in the future.